This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Early on in the pandemic, well before those vaccines Kimberly was talking about, there were a couple of big government loan programs meant to help small businesses make it through. There was the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP loans that we've talked about, forgiven almost entirely and by design. There was also the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, EIDL, is what it's called. 30-year loans with a fixed rate of 3.75%, which businesses do have to repay. The Small Business Administration, though, let those businesses defer repayment for up to 2.5 years, which means those payments are starting to come due. So Marketplace's Justin Ho talked to a couple of businesses that took out those EIDL loans, starting at a manufacturing company right near downtown San Diego.
The company is called Vet Powered because it has a workforce of military veterans. It manufactures custom metal components for the private sector and the Defense Department. Tom Brewer, a programmer and machinist, works with a milling machine.
Right here, we're running a part to test the alignment.
The milling machine shears slices off an aluminum block, little by little, until it becomes the hand of a robotic arm. Hernan Luisi Prado is Vet Powered's CEO.
You can make almost any product that you like on this machine. What it does is it takes a block of material and then it removes all the excess material, almost like Michelangelo, right? The parts in there, you just have to chip away the unneeded parts.
And Vet Powered has the machine thanks to an EIDL loan. And Luisi Prado says it's not the only one. There's an automatic saw.
We actually purchased that machine and these two as well. And one of these two machines with the EIDL on me.
Vet Powered was planning to build this facility before the pandemic. When COVID hit, the EIDL money allowed Luisi Prado to go ahead with the expansion and keep his staff employed at a time when lending had dried up completely.
There was nothing in sight. Banks didn't want to lend. You didn't have the reserves. It was a really, really hard time. And had it not been for the EIDL loans, I think we would have been doomed.
Instead, after a year and a half, Vet Powered had paid back its EIDL loan, at which point Luisi Prado turned around and took out an even bigger commercial loan.
What we really needed was to get more equipment, and we need to have people on site to train on that equipment.
The Small Business Administration made about 4 million EIDL loans, and a lot of them are still outstanding.
You know, when you look at debt, it's important to look through the lens of good debt versus bad debt. And to me, this is good debt.
That's Madeline Reeves. She runs a marketing and consulting firm called Fearless Foundry near Seattle. Reeves says her business grew during the pandemic, and the loan helped her expand her staff. She'll have to start making payments this year, but she says she's not paying much in interest compared to the kind of loans she could get today.
You know, I see things out there with terms that are more like 20% over 5 years or things like that. And so for me, you know, it's built into our budget and, you know, we have the capacity to pay it off over time.
But some businesses are struggling to find that capacity. Daniel Jacobs owns a restaurant in Milwaukee called Dan Dan. He's been paying back his loan since December to the tune of almost $4,000 a month.
I mean, that's a whole employee. That's a whole employee's month's salary.
And so in order to afford the payments, Jacobs decided to open the restaurant one more day a week. So it's now open every day.
You know, we should be hiring an extra person to kind of help out with that. Instead, we're going to have to stretch it out and just, you know, do with what we have because we can't afford that extra person right now.
Jacobs says he's confident he'll be able to keep making the payments. But a lot of other businesses might not be, says Matt Hetrick, who runs the accounting firm Harmony Group.
Businesses that really haven't recovered the entirety of their business levels from pre-pandemic are now commencing payments on loans that they took to get through a really, really uncertain time.
Hetrick says some businesses may have used the money to expand too quickly, for instance.
I think the people who took it saw money in their bank and made decisions to run their businesses in ways that weren't necessarily as profit-driven or as careful as they otherwise would have are now in trouble.
As a result, Hetrick says businesses could end up defaulting on their loans this year, and some might go out of business entirely. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.